Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya, one of the supervisors here on the floor. May I locate your account with your zip code?
58503.
58503.
Yes.
Thank you. And what's your name?
Gretchen Curl.
Gretchen Curl. I'm sorry, you did say the zip code is 58503, correct?
58503.
Yes, it's not pulling up a Gretchen Curl, ma'am. Would it be under a different name?
Well, it's Belzer Curl, Belzer hyphen Curl. But my on the email I got, it said just Curl.
And how do you spell out your last name, ma'am?
Curl.
Okay, Gretchen. Okay, will it be under a different first name?
No.
The order is in.
Pardon?
The order is in, ma'am. Would it be under a different name or?
Oh, possibly Belzer Curl for the last name. B as in boy. Belzer.
Okay, let's see. I'm placing on a brief hold, ma'am, because we're not pulling up any of your information, miss.
Well, she canceled my account because but I would think you'd still have my history because I got charged $105, so.
Okay, we'll need to definitely just I'm placing on a brief hold, okay, ma'am? Yes, I'm trying to see how did she transfer you, and it's not pulling up your information. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I'm still trying to seek more assistance with this. Let me place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, yes, and so I looked up your information. Oh, actually, I'm placing another brief hold, but I'm trying to still pull up your information. Give me just another second. Okay, yes, I located your account. I do see you had the Aurora skin cream product. And yes, I do see what she had canceled out, but what was the issue of the call on today?
Well, the issue, I guess, is I initially placed a $5.95 order, and I feel like it was very misleading that I was not under the understanding that I was going to get charged $95.99 every single month, and nothing came with the product saying, return this or call within 14 days, or you're going to get charged another $100. And I think it's extremely unethical and misleading for the ads to show what they do and then someone get charged an additional $100 for 1 ounce of something. And then you don't no, you aren't realize it until you see that your bank account was charged another $100.
Well, yes, I definitely wanted to assist, and I definitely apologize about that. But yes, it was originally only a trial to test out the product, but it states if you don't call and cancel the trial, it does bill and roll into a recurring charge. But I'm willing to, yes, I already canceled the account, but I'm willing to reverse back at least 50% off of that charge to you. Refund back 50%.
That would be wonderful. And I know you're not in charge of how the ads and everything is, but I feel like that's a big enough thing that it should be something not mixed in all of the paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of fine print, because it's extremely misleading for your customers. And if anybody, even if I liked the product, just based on this one issue at the onset of trial, I would never recommend it, because even if I felt like it was worth it, because of the way that it kind of came in the back door on paragraph, oh, about 12 of all this fine print. And $100 per month is a lot to be sneaking in the back door. And so if you can pass this information to the people who are trying to make sure customers are happy and that you have a quality product and are honest with your customers, maybe that would be helpful.
Of course, ma'am. So yes, ma'am. As a courtesy, I'm willing to go ahead and refund back the majority, which is the 75% of that charge, which is a refund of $74.25, and you will receive it back in 5 business days, ma'am. And yes, I will pass that on to our management so they can
That would
correct
be
that, ma'am.
wonderful. Because I feel like the product is probably good, and more people might enjoy it if it were more upfront. So thank you.
Of course. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks. Yep. Have a good day.